You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hey, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to the Law of Attraction, my show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Thank you for coming. Welcome. And we're here another week. Woohoo! We've made it another week. You know what? It's getting easier. It's getting kinder. It's getting bigger in the sense that I think we're all starting to get a bigger perspective on things. At least it is here now in my world. And I'm hoping that it is in your world to some degree. It's something we've never been through before. It's a whole new culture that we are going through now and that we are going to be coming out on the other side. You know, there's two questions we need to ask ourselves. One is, what are we going to do during this time of unprecedented stay-at-homeness? Is that a word? But two, what are we going to do when this is over? So I want to talk more to you about that. But right now, I want to introduce my guest. I absolutely love her. She's been on my show before. She's a dear friend. In fact, the last time she was on my show is one of the bigger shows of people watching it than I've had. Her name is Tracy Farquhar. Tracy and I met, 8 years ago. She is a professional psychic medium, a channel, psychic development instructor. She's got websites. She's a blogger. She's also a certified infinite possibilities coach like I am. We met at Mike Dooley's years ago, and she has done some amazing things with her life. She's got a couple of books out, Frank Talk, which is on Amazon, and I've just noticed it costs zero on Amazon right now. So perfect time for you to get on there. It's just an amazing book. She also wrote another book with Mike Dooley, co-authored with Mike Dooley, and it is an amazing book. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Tracy Farquhar, and we will be right back. And we are back with Tracy Farquhar. Tracy, thank you so much for being on my show today. I was so excited about the prospect of having you on.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited too.
Well, those of you who really follow me know that she's been on before, and I will tell you she was probably the most listened to episode because she is a channel. And she channels a lot of things, but the interesting concept that I want to talk about today is that you channel a group of, and it's not like dead consciousness, it's like a consciousness from a whole nother galaxy that's talking mm-hmm. through you, right?
Right.
And that entity, group of consciousness, is called Frank. So kind of back up and Frank is just amazing. We're going to talk to Frank in a little while, but back up a little bit and give our viewers a background, a little bit of you, because I mean, you weren't born into this. You kind of grew into your true self. Tell us about how you got to this point and how you found Frank.
Well, I never really thought of myself as a psychic in any way until about 12 years ago. I was always very sensitive though, and was told that I was too sensitive, too emotional, felt things too deeply, and I always felt that was a fault. I'm very, very introverted, and it's just my nature. But when I started to take some psychic development classes about 12 years ago, I guess it was more like 15 years ago now, I discovered that those sensitivities were actually an indication of being able to tune into energy.
So and it's a positive thing you were too sensitive.
So, right. So I came to understand that it was a gift and it was something I could use for my own benefit and for the benefit of other people. And I started
Let me ask you, why did you take the psychic class? Because that's a pretty big leap for an introvert.
Well, it was just something I was always interested in. My family was always very open to that. I had sisters who were pretty tuned in, one in particular who was very interested in everything metaphysical. So I grew up with it.
Okay.
So it was something I was always interested in, but not in a way that I thought I had any particular talents or gifts in any way. But when I started practicing those things in these classes, and really I was just taking the classes because I was interested in it and I thought it would be fun. But in those practice sessions, I found that I was pretty good at it. But I also discovered that I really had a passion for this work. It became really important to me. And I kept taking that class over and over again. I worked in a college, so all of the college students love to get free readings. So that's how I practiced. And I started to develop a business on the side for my full-time job. And in the last 7 years, it's been 7 years now that I'm doing this full-time.
Wow.
So I started out doing psychic readings. A psychic reading is simply a connection to a person's energy with the intention of giving them guidance. And what would happen sometimes in those readings, I would get an image of someone. I would feel a connection with someone in spirit. And so that meant I was also a medium. So I also do mediumship readings, which is a connection to the spirit realm. So I was doing that work for several years. And through a strange series of events, which is outlined in my first book called Frank Talk, my sister was visiting and we felt something was trying to contact us. And it turned out to be Frank. I had no intention of being a channel. I didn't know who Frank was. It wasn't anything that I really ever thought that I would do. But I started to have this communication with them, and it was very uplifting. It was really fascinating. But it didn't really amount to a whole lot in the beginning. I didn't know what to do with it.
So let me stop you right here. Frank is a name that they kind of told you to call them because it's a totally different concept than we can probably wrap our heads around. I'm talking this collection of entities, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They describe themselves as eight beings. So it's a collective. The name is just, they just chose that. That's what they chose to be called. I think it's just because it's a familiar name.
Right.
And it's nothing too unusual for us.
And it made a good book title, Frank Talk.
Right.
That was good marketing on their part, whatever they're doing, but yeah.
Exactly. But in the beginning, I asked them at one point if they were ready to write a book because it felt like information that the world needed. And at that point they said no. So I left it alone for a few years, and then I started to feel drawn to connecting with them again, and then they started to give me the book. So the first book, Frank Talk, was self-published, and in the meantime, I had become a certified Infinite Possibilities Trainer, which is Mike Dooley's program.
And let me just say right here, I've read Frank Talk. It's one of my favorite books. I noticed you got like 140 five-star reviews. You got wonderful reviews. It's on Amazon. It's in Kindle. So now's a perfect time to download it. Mm-hmm. And it's very uplifting. And when you're reading it, I've known Tracy for a long time. I'm going, this is not Tracy's voice, right? This is a whole different voice on the whole thing. So it's really interesting. I would encourage everybody to do that. So go ahead. So then,
yeah. So I had taken the training with Mike Dooley, who is an international New York Times bestselling author and speaker, and made sure that he got a copy of my book, Frank Talk, because I knew he was interested in channeling. He was fascinated by the Seth books in his early life. So it turned out he read the book. I hadn't expected him to because people give him books all the time.
Right.
He loved the book. He contacted me and we wound up doing a webinar together. And then we enjoyed that so much, we decided to write a book together. So the second book is co-authored with Mike Dooley and it's called Channeled Messages from Deep Space.
And he asks questions.
Yes.
He asks really thought out deep questions, and then Frank gives us an answer from their perspective, and they're like from another planet on another galaxy, right? But they've learned to transmit thoughts. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, so they've learned how to kind of extend their consciousness in a way that they can connect psychically, really, I suppose you would call it that. And so they don't need to travel here in person because they can extend their consciousness to connect with me. So there is a certain amount of sensitivity that I have to have to that connection. And there also has to be a sense of being resonant with their energy and their intentions, you know, in order for me to allow them to come through.
Sure. So how did they pick Earth?
Yeah.
And they picked others, and how did they pick you? Because it's a resonance, because they put that radio wave out there and you picked it up.
Well, I guess so. They've said that they have worked with other beings on other planets as well. They're very enamored with us and our planet and the beauty of our planet and us as a species. They're very loving of us. I suppose they were just looking for somebody who would be sensitive enough and mm-hmm. resonant enough with their energy to be able to connect with them. I don't think I'm the only person that they work with either. You know, I think there were probably others, not sure that they use the same name.
Right, right. That just gave me the chills that there's other people receiving this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have a filter. We all have a condition, right? So mm-hmm. you're receiving them from your filter, mm-hmm. which is what resonated with them. And there's probably maybe other people receiving them going through their filter that I'm sure mm-hmm. is not contradictory, but may resonate with other people, right?
Exactly.
Does that sound right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So since that book came out, you know, I do live channeling sessions. They do lots of question and answer sessions with people online and live. And recently I've been feeling, you know, that their message is very relevant to what we're experiencing right now with the pandemic.
Can we bring Frank on and Frank tell us some messages for the mm-hmm. pandemic? Because everything I know, although there's some reality, they're very optimistic, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Well, I think that's why they connect with us, to try to give us a different perspective on what we're experiencing here in the way of challenges, so that we don't give up hope, so that we don't, you know, kind of collapse under those challenges, because they experienced some similar things on their planet. So they've been through it.
And they have a perspective that they want to share with us. And I think people that resonate with this, it's a positive perspective. It's definitely, I'm not a big doomsday person at all. So we would not be doing this if I didn't think that Frank had some amazing things to tell us. So Tracy, can you bring Frank on and welcome Frank talk to everybody?
Yeah. So it just takes me a minute or so to bring him in. So, just give me a minute and we'll let them come through.
Thank you.
Yes, we are here with you today. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you today during this time of unprecedented challenge on your planet. It is something that we have been observing and watching with great interest and great concern for all of you, and understanding the challenges that you're facing here as being quite frightening. So we would like to share with you some ways to look at this that may help you to see the benefits that may eventually come out of this challenge.
Thank you for being here. We would love to have you share whatever you can with us.
Yes. What we would suggest is caution. You know, we would suggest that you proceed with care and caution and awareness of the seriousness of this situation, but not to the extent that you are that you are allowing yourselves to be enveloped with fear. The fear can serve a purpose, but it is not going to serve that purpose if you allow it to overcome your sensibilities. And it is within those higher sensibilities that the real wisdom lies. And in those higher sensibilities of your own heart-centered intuition and feelings about this situation, which go beyond what you have been taught and what you may be perceiving through the intellectual mind, that higher sensibility will be the thing that directs your attention to the shifts that are being offered to you at this time. And there are many of you who are already experiencing this perspective, in that you are actually enjoying your time away from your normal routine. You are actually finding stronger connections with your loved ones through this sense of isolation. And there is quite a paradox in that, and yet it makes perfect sense. It is within the loss of certain freedoms that you are inspired to find other freedoms and to focus on those. In other words, even though you are feeling quite confined, you are finding ways to exercise your creative freedom. You're finding ways to exercise your compassionate acts. You are looking for ways to occupy that compassionate nature and contribute to the energy of this tremendous shift in a way that helps and uplifts other beings. See, and within that activation of your heart center lies an amazing truth. And that truth is that compassionate heart center is at the heart of your being. It is the expression of your soul being, your energetic essence. It is the direct connection that you have with source energy. And yet it is within the mind, in that programmed sense of wanting to stay alive and avoid conflict and challenge, that the fear emerges, you see? And so you are now having the supreme choice of where to direct your attention. That attention must be directed to an awareness, and that awareness will be the thing that causes you to take the action to stay safe. But it is within the awareness of your heart-centered, compassionate, intuitive self that you are inspired to acts of kindness and care for others and yourself. And understanding and unlocking that part of yourself, which may have lain dormant for quite a while because you have been so distracted by your daily life, it is within the awakening of that essence of yourself that the changes will occur in your life, which could be completely shifting your worldview way beyond the end of this crisis, and also contributing to the worldwide shift that is occurring at this very moment. This is the shift that everyone has been speaking about for many years.
And this is the shift that everyone's been speaking about?
This is the shift, okay. Yes. You are in the middle of it in this moment, and it has been occurring and building up for many years, and it is one of the things that has drawn us here to be with you. It is not easy. In fact, it can be quite painful, as you're experiencing right now. It can elicit many very strong emotions and lots of fear. And yet it is not within the easy parts of your existence that change will occur. It is within the extreme challenges that the changes that are so needed have the opportunity to emerge. You as a species, and in fact, most of the sentient beings that exist in the universe need to be forced into a situation of change. It is something that your thinking mind, as it is programmed to fear, will tend to avoid. there is an intrinsic sense of wanting to stay alive and that is programmed into your thinking mind, and any challenge that feels threatening will be avoided at all costs, you see? And so it is not within the easy times that you will be inspired to create change, both in yourself and in the world. It is within the times of great stress and challenge and the kind of threat that makes you realize that the current systems are not supporting you.
So let me ask you this. What can individual people do? You talked about focus. Focus on creativity instead of on fear. Focus on compassion instead of on fear. And tell them that does make a difference, even though they're isolated in their homes. The fact that they're doing that, does that make a difference?
Every action makes a difference. Every thought makes a difference. And there is nothing that you can be doing at this time that does not make a difference. And so if you are so inspired to use the time and energy that you may have quite a bit more of at this time toward creative act, if you are inspired to use that time and energy in a way that uplifts you and others, if you're inspired to publish something, create something artistically or in writing or something electronic that you want to put out into the world, this is the time to do so. This is the time to really exercise that creative part of yourself. And in doing so, you are exercising your creativity in general. You are exercising the aspect of yourself that is a powerful manifester. Instead of going about in your daily routine in which you may sometimes feel victimized, you see, or you may sometimes feel that you have no power.
I love that. Being creative is the opposite of being a victim, because we're now in charge of at least our environment, our limited environment, if we're being creative on something, right?
And in this time where it is quite normal for you to feel victimized by something, some unknown, some very threatening virus that has come into the scene here, this is the time where you can be most influenced to retaliate with a creative connection with your higher self, you see. It is that part of yourself will not normally be motivated in your day-to-day life as you are simply coasting along and doing what needs to be done. In this time of pause, in this time of stoppage of your normal routine, you are now offered the supreme opportunity to exercise your free will and activate that creative aspect of yourself, which is intrinsic in you since you entered into this existence. It is something that you can witness in small children. It is they are always motivated to create without judgment, you see? And it is something that you lose in your day-to-day life. Here is your chance to allow that to reemerge and see how powerful it is to create a new world for yourself individually and as a whole. And so we want to encourage you to use this time and space in whatever creative way resonates with you.
What if people don't think that they're creative, or they don't think they have the Hobby Lobby things in their house? I mean, creativity could be talking to other people, to be creating different friendships, right? There's ways to communicate that are creative.
But there are no limits to what that word means. If you are equating creativity simply to an artistic expression, this is limited. And there are many people who are not drawn to that type of creativity. So it is a time for you to get to know yourself a bit better.
See? I love that, yes.
And ask yourself, what is it about you that you want to express in the world a bit more than you have been able to in your day-to-day life?
I love the word expression. Expression and creativity can be interchanged here, right?
Yes, and it is part of your birthright to express who you are. You see, you've come into this existence with the need to express this intrinsic part of yourself that you have chosen to be in this lifetime. And if you are holding that back because you are simply taking care of your daily life, then you will not feel as much of a participant in the world and the energy than you will if you are practicing that self-expression in a bigger way. And that does not mean that it has to be some grand gesture, does it? It could be that small thing that you use to connect with another person. It could be that small expression that does not seem too important to you. But as you know, these things have ripple effects, you see. And so we just want to inspire you to use this time and energy in a different way than you are used to. And to connect with yourself and ask yourself what it is that your being wants to express better in the world. What are you witnessing now in the world that is a truth that is not acceptable to you? If you're witnessing something in the world that is a truth that is not acceptable to you, how can you participate in creating something new? Again, this does not need to be a grand gesture. It could be something very small, such as a small piece of writing, a small conversation, a small spark of creativity, of thought, which can create a ripple effect into the world, which has far-reaching consequences that you may not even consider.
Give us some ideas on how people can get in touch with that soul expression they came here to do. I think a lot of people feel lost. How can they get in touch with that creativity if they don't feel like they have it?
Yes, it is. It is simply a form of self-consciousness, of self-awareness, of connecting with the self, which again, many of you are not familiar with or comfortable with because your day-to-day life is connecting outwardly in the things that you have to do, in the things that you need to do for a living or in your daily routine of life. And so in this time, you may create some new ways of connecting with yourself, which may include meditation. Mm-hmm. They may include simply being still and quiet with yourself, whether you call that meditation or not. They may be connecting with nature in a deeper way, being more present, being more aware of the present moment. It may be setting intentions simply to connect with the self. It may be resting more. Whatever it is going to involve a certain amount of stillness and quiet, which you may not have much of in your regular waking daily life. And so here's this gift of stillness and quiet that you may have just a bit more of at this time that you may use to your benefit should you choose to do that.
And so I think some people think that is a negative, but it really could be a huge positive to become more connected with that self. Is that right?
It is the only way that you will feel your sense of purpose in the greater good. That purpose has been dictated to you for a long time. You have been programmed to believe certain things about why you are here and what you are supposed to be doing. See? And now is your opportunity to reconsider that and say to yourself, what if there is something else that I feel drawn to do or be at this time? And if there is nothing that comes to you, that doesn't mean that you don't have a purpose. It's perhaps your purpose is simply to imagine the possibilities. Your energetic participation in this shift is not limited to a physical act. It can be simply sitting in a place of imagination and considering the possibilities of what this may offer the world in general.
And I love what you said, have the intention that you're going to find it. And even if you don't feel like you find it right now, you're planting seeds so that it some point down the road, there's going to be a light bulb maybe that goes off, right? That says, because I was quiet back then, now I can think of something different. We need to be
easy. And you may find yourself inspired to have certain conversations with others in which some of these things are simply coming forth without a lot of thought. That these ideas simply come forth because you have set the intention to connect with them. And so do not limit what you think you can do. Again, and do not even limit it to it being a thing that you do, because it may just be something that you think. It may be something that you allow. It may be anything that changes your daily routine, that raises your consciousness, creates a higher connection and of self-awareness within yourself, which can create a huge shift that you can't even imagine in your own life.
And in the lives of all of us, you know, a small shift may be all we need to get us over that threshold of becoming. So you say we're in the middle of this awakening. Do you as an entity see into the future? Do you know how this is going to come out? Are you optimistic that we're heading in the right way?
We do not see into the future. We do not make predictions, and yet we are aware of possibilities, and we would not have created this connection with you as a species if we didn't see the possibilities and potential of growth and increasing higher awareness. It would be a waste of time, you see.
And so, yes, that's true. Waste of your time. We don't want that. Yes,
this is clearly an opportunity for advancement. And when you look back on your history, you will notice that no opportunity for advancement at any time in your world has come easily.
Which I guess is a something we should pay attention to, but it does come, right? Although it doesn't come easily, the advancement does come to a higher level.
The changes always occur. There are always opportunities to change, and it has seemed that in your history, there will be enough humans to participate in that change, to allow it to cross that threshold. See, does not need to be a majority. This is something important to remember. It doesn't take a majority to create change. It simply takes a beginning of a shift, and the momentum builds on itself. And so your participation in that, while it may seem small, it may be the thing that pushes it over that threshold.
And do you see that happening? Because you have a much broader view than we do in our little houses that we are not supposed to go out of very much. Do you see that shift taking place?
We are witnessing a huge transformation in the vibration that surrounds your planet. We are noticing a huge shift in the energy that is surrounding many individuals. We are noticing a coming together of an energetic intention that is unprecedented. We are noticing many changes. And while they are being brought about by a very serious issue, the changes are going to be far-reaching and have the potential to create a much more positive and equitable system for under which you can live, you see. So it is far-reaching. It's not simply about this virus.
And when you say the potential, that means that there's a probability we can do it, but it's not necessarily going to happen unless we all participate in this positive, creative energy, or at least all of us that are listening. I mean, the potential means there's a wonderful outcome if we decide that it's going to be that way. Is that right?
There is always potential.
Right.
And there is also potential to collapse under the challenge. There's always a potential to collapse under the fear. We are not witnessing that.
Yay.
As a precedent.
Good. Yes.
And we have not witnessed that as we have reviewed your history at any time. We have seen individuals that collapse under fear, but as a whole, the energetic, the energy that is shifting at this moment is one of optimism. It is one of determination. Again, it is one of compassion and care. And it is within this threat to your health that is within the witnessing of suffering, that compassion is energized, you see? Mm-hmm. And we become more aware of it. And again, this is not limited to humans. Mm-hmm. It is that compassion, that empathy that is awakened when we witness tragedy, see? So the question is, and the potential lies in what you choose to do with that awareness.
Mm-hmm. And how can they choose staying positive, reaching for their self-awareness, becoming creative? I mean, I think a lot of us feel out of control that we don't know how we can make a difference. But all we can do is take that one step in our lives that we can do. And I'm assuming that will move us all forward.
Again, it is within the free will choice in how to respond to the situation that you exercise your power. And again, it does not need to be in some grand global gesture. It can be simply looking after a neighbor. It can just simply be checking in on someone that you love. It can be thinking of new ways to express that love. It can be being aware of the people around you who may need something from you. It can be expressing positive energy and thoughts and words into the world in some small way. It can be something as small as entertaining a child. And every act creates an energetic force and field, which extends far beyond the person and the act itself.
And what an optimistic statement.
As a collective, you can understand how this creates a wave, a shift toward a more compassionate world. Should you allow yourself to participate in that? It does not mean that you need to spend every moment of every day in an optimistic state. But it does mean that you can choose to express that more often. You can choose to perceive this as an opportunity to do that. You can see the opportunity in this lull of action to create something different. Or you could choose to collapse under it and find yourself feeling trapped. It is, again, is a choice.
And if they're in fear right now, what is one thing that you could advise them to do? Is that to get quiet? I mean, what is the one thing when they find themselves in fear? Because I think we all do it. What can they do? What one thing can they write down to remind themselves to try to get out of that fear?
Understand that fear is useful. That it is something that you are programmed to feel so that it helps you to escape a threat. And so the question is, what is this fear motivating me to do? What action is this fear motivating within me? And so the fear can be activating caution. It can be activating you to avoid the spread of this virus. It can be activating you to taking the steps to do that and participate in that. And that it has served its purpose. And then you can let it go. Once it has served its purpose and you've taken that action, it's no longer useful to you. And so the next question is now, what can I do with my free will choices about how to fill these moments in my day? What can I do with the energy that may have been generated by this fear once I have done the actions that I've been motivated to do? And so that's where you can shift the focus from what it is that you feel fear about to what it is that is going to lift you out of that fear and make you feel more of a participant in creating something useful from that original motivating fear. Let me create something useful, whether it is an actual thing, whether it is a moment in time, whether it is an action, a thought, a visualization. That is going to inspire and perhaps help someone else and lift my own spirits. See?
So if they feel fear, look for something to be grateful for that they can connect to create. And that can get them out of that fear that isn't serving us. There is some fear that serves us, but there's some fear that does not serve us. Is that right?
that, yes, this is simply understanding that you have the ability to choose your focus. And while the fear serves a purpose, if you are continually focused on it, it is no longer serving your purpose. You see, it is simply enveloping you in something that is paralyzing you rather than motivating you into something else. And when you are not feeling motivated into something else, you tend to feel useless and small. And that is serving no one, especially not yourself.
I love the opposite of creativity is feeling useless, and we can all be creative in some form and fashion, right? Mm.
Absolutely, yes. And this is what we admire so much about your species. You are extremely creative. You are extremely strong feeling individuals. You feel everything so deeply. And that passion is what drew us to you.
And you're going to be with us for a while, right? You're sticking around Tracy and giving her ideas, right? You're going to be around for a while.
We plan to, yes.
That's wonderful. And although you're going to be around Tracy, we're going to have to ask Tracy to come back because we're about running out of time. Thank you so much, Frank. We appreciate your insights. It makes me feel so much better. I'm sure it makes my listeners. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Are you back?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tracy. I know it takes you a little while to kind of catch your breath after we talk to Frank. I mean, just to recap, I mean, Frank says, you know, creativity is the opposite of victimhood and creativity is the opposite of fear. And we need to be grateful that we have that free will and we can choose either one of them. When we choose the creativity and the gratitude and our purpose, it's going to make all the difference in the world. I know you don't necessarily remember everything because I've been with you and we've been taking notes, but Frank was wonderful, Tracy. Thank you for allowing Frank to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's hard for me to speak afterwards.
I know it is. Yes.
It's always an amazing experience for me too. I don't always remember much of what they say either. So
it's a good thing this is recorded. We'll send it to you.
That's right.
But while Tracy's catching her breath, I want to say a couple things. Number one, I have had her had readings for me and she is amazing. It's kind, it's loving. I know she's told me that she's put up a barrier that she's only going to see positive things. You will come away feeling so much better if you schedule a reading with her. I was in a spirit gallery with you in Rebecca's house.
That's right.
And the lights are out. It's thundering. It's lightning. We had on candles. And any other time, I would have been fearful because she's talking to ghosts. I wasn't. It's just amazing. And my dad has been gone for, 12 years? And she tells me all these things that my dad is sitting there telling her. In fact, he was kind of a pain in the butt. But, I mean, I'm amazed. And you know, I'm an attorney. I'm kind of skeptical of these things. But I just want to encourage anybody that right now, especially if they're going through a time that they need to reach out and connect to someone, connect to their higher selves, connect to someone gone, connect to their what they're supposed to be doing, that Tracy is such an amazing asset in this time. And she's just literally a phone call, an email, however away. So tell us, Tracy, how they can get a hold of you.
Thank you. Yeah, my website is tracyfarquhar.com. You can find everything that I offer on there, and there are links to book scheduled appointment as well. So that's where you'll find everything.
And she's, you know, get her right away. She's always, you know, will work you in. At least she has until this comes out, then I'm sure there's going to be a rush. She's got two books, Frank Talk and Deep Space. I forget the first part of the Deep Space.
It's Channeled Messages from Deep Space. Yeah.
And that's with Mike Dooley. Both of those are available on Amazon. They're both available on Kindle. They're both amazing. They will both make you feel much better. Gives you a background of Frank, and they've come from a planet that had its challenges environmentally. Is that a good way to put it, Tracy?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's one reason that they're so, I don't know, attached to us, attached to Tracy, mm-hmm. to give us these things because we still have time. And you know, they say we're doing good. We're turning around. There's positive energy. We just have to keep that up. Tracy, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This makes me feel better. I'm going to send this to you so you can listen to it because Frank had a lot of amazing things to say.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula.
Oh, I love talking to you. I love that you're in my life. I want you to be in everybody's life. So
thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And we will be right back. And we are back. Wasn't she wonderful? Wasn't Frank wonderful? So inspiring, so optimistic. Okay, so a little out there, but I love the idea that there's other consciousnesses out there that are kind of trying to help us and take care of us and like us and respect that we're doing the best we can. Because you know what? We are all doing the best we can right now. And if you know somebody that needs help, please reach out to them. So if you dial 211, which is the number to United Way, they have a list of amazing places you can help and amazing things that can help you. This time is unprecedented, but the opportunities are also unprecedented. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes about that, because we just heard Frank say that we need to be creative, that we need to stay in the now, that we need to understand that there are choices we can make and options that we can take, even in a limited environment. But there was also an optimistic viewpoint of the future. And I want everybody to keep that in mind when we're actually living in the now, which is what we're supposed to be doing, and staying safe and helping other people stay safe. But we are the only ones that control our thoughts. Viktor Frankl, who was a Viennese psychiatrist in a concentration camp during World War II, he says the only thing that your captors, the only thing they cannot take away from you is your ability to decide how you're going to think and act in the moment. And he thought of himself as a doctor instead of a victim. And he thought that there was some meaning in what he was going through and that he wanted to live to be able to explain and understand what that meaning is. Our thoughts and what we decide to do in the moment is the only thing that we have control over. But it's the only thing we need to have control over, because it is the thing that gives us the power, because a thought creates a vibration and we recognize it as an emotion, and that emotion sends a vibration, a frequency out into the universe, and we get the same exact thing back on that frequency. So if we're sending out gratitude and kindness and optimism and love, we're going to get it back. You know, for every action, there's an opposite reaction. Well, so you think that means if we send out something positive, it's going to be negative. That doesn't mean what it means at all. Whatever we're sending out, we're going to get the exact same thing back, and we get it back immediately because nature abhors a vacuum. So whatever we're sending out, something has to come back into us to fill up the energy in our body. And if we're sending positive energy out, whoa, we get positive energy back, and it can be sitting in our chair, in our house. Or I would really encourage you to get outside your backyard, open a window. Nature has a frequency and a vibration that if we can get attuned to that, that's where the joy comes. And I love this word, awe. We need to find something that we're in awe of every day. And it can just be the fact that we're breathing, you know, that our nails are growing, that our hair is growing out. We need to be in awe of something that our body's doing, that's happening, that is a bigger picture. It will take us to such a higher level and a higher perspective that's going to help us get to the next level. But I do want to talk to you about what we're going to do when this is beginning to subside, when we start being able to reintegrate into a normal life. Please don't. Please take this time and this gift and this perspective and this breathing space to look at where you came from, but where you really, really want to go. You know, this has been a roller coaster of emotions, you know, facts, fake news, fear, faith, you know, freedom of time. It is such a blessing that we've got to see life differently, because a lot of times we don't. We're on autopilot 95% of our days because our subconscious mind controls what we do. We don't even know we're on autopilot, and we think we have to do the same thing every day in the same way, go to work the same way, do the same thing, react with the same people. this has been such a blessing that we have been able to disrupt that subconscious mind and see that there's something different. Maybe it's not exactly what you want, but it's something different. And I want you to understand that you can take this moment in time and propel it to the biggest, hugest story that you've ever wanted to tell. It's a perfect time to do that. I want you to know that there's so many resources out there to help you do that. There's my book, there's my website, there's my YouTube videos, my podcasts, there's other people's, there's so many other things. But I want you to know this is the time for you to step up and for you to say, I don't want that other life back. I want the life that I came here to live. And I want to understand the natural laws of the universe so I can reclaim that life. And I want you to know that that is my purpose and my passion and the reason that I'm here. And please reach out to me at paula@lawyerofattraction.com. And I would love to hear from you. So until next week, I just want to say thank you so much for being here today, for being on this journey with me, for being brave, for being courageous, for getting through each day and handling everything that you need to handle, knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I swear to you, it's not an oncoming train. It's this amazing new set of opportunities that are going to present themselves to you once you understand how to get in that frequency and vibration that you're going to be able to recognize them. And so until next week, as Ram Dass says, we are all just walking each other home. And I'm so humbled and blessed to be on this journey with you. This is Paula Kidd Casey, the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.